From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
I'm Wade Mesha.
And we're back here with week three with Wade and Debug Diag. Yeah. And so you're going to show us some more demos.
Yeah, all about the demos.
Demos, we
so
love
we're done
demos.
Crash, we're done Hangs.
Right? Yeah.
And then we have Architecture as well. Today's going to be?
Today is Performance, CPU.
Awesome. Let's jump into
sweet.
It.
Let's do it.
Always something everybody wants to know about. Why is my CPU running so busy?
So I'll show a couple ways of solving this problem. First the application. We've got an application that launches some threads and uses some CPU. You can see it's 60-ish percent CPU.
Running
okay, so we want to know what's going on inside of there. Now the traditional heavy approach might be get a bunch of dumps, open it up, maybe look at bang runaway, you know, parse out the stacks and all that kind of thing, right?
Yep.
So let's kind of get a lot of that for free, okay?
Yeah, well, that differential analysis can be a bit pain in the butt.
That's right.
Yeah, no fun.
I'll wait till we see the report to comment on that. Let's let's go. All right. So back to my collection. And again, I'll remove this rule. There's two approaches here. You've got the rules, and you've got manual. Okay. So the manual is one that kind of lines up with the proc dump. You know, do it now kind of thing, right?
Yep.
The rule is, I guess proc dump. Same thing with a perf counter. But we've got performance rules too. So if you needed to automate this in the middle of the night, you would come here and do a performance rule. I won't go through it, but I'll just show you that it's here. You got the perf counters, so you can trigger on CPU greater than X or whatever.
Yep.
And you know, you get to use the perfmon UI. So that's nice. You get
that's to that's sweet.
That's cool. And then the other thing is for HTTP type of requests, so IIS or otherwise. There's a couple of other options. So if it's IIS, there's ETW hooks for all the requests that come in, right?
Yep. Mm.
So I can say any request that takes more than 30 seconds, you know, dump that. Or I can ping externally if I've got some WCF service or something else that's not IIS, and I can ping it, and when it's unhealthy, dump it. So those are the kind of things that you can automate with the rules. We're just gonna do a manual dump.
Yep.
All right. So perf test is the name of this thing. So we're gonna get some dumps, and we don't want just one dump. We're gonna get a series of dumps. So you pick create a user dump series, and you'll get this dialog here. And there's a lot of knobs you can turn. You know, just like with the command line, how many do I want? How far apart?
Yeah.
And right.
Mm-hmm.
Couple key things to look. First of all, the defaults. I like the defaults for most scenarios. I guess that's why it's the default.
That's why default.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what we're gonna do by default, we're gonna get a bunch of mini dumps, and then a full dump at the end. And the reason for that is what I explained in an earlier episode. If you're shipping this stuff off somewhere, you're going to need at least one full dump. When we do the analysis, we'll unpack that one dump and use that to analyze all the mini dumps. Okay. So let's do it. Let me make sure my CPU is still
picking away.
It was, wasn't it?
Yep.
Okay. So I hit close. It says, okay, it started the dump series. And it goes to that same place, that miscellaneous folder is where all your manual stuff. So we should see this directory kind of filling up with dumps.
Yep.
And after some time, I'll have a series of dumps. All right. So once that's done, what you would do is analyze it. Okay. So until now, we've been looking at the crash hang analysis.
Yeah.
All right. But this time, we want to do performance analysis. I could still get that same report for all those dumps, and look at the stacks, and kind of reason something out. And one of the things that you'll get in that report is the basically that bang runaway kind of output.
Mm-hmm.
It'll tell you what threads are busiest. But you know, as you know, that's cumulative over the life of the process, right?
Yeah.
So if we're talking about a service, and it's been running for a week, we don't really care that thread pool thread number four is the busiest. We care, like, today.
It was busy 5 days ago.
That's right.
Big deal.
That's right.
Yeah.
So so when you get multiple dumps, you can look at that delta between the dumps and see, okay, now what's busy at the right time. All right, so that's one thing that the perf analysis will do. So I would pick perf analysis. I would pick the whole set of dumps and get the report. You want to see a report?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay,
cool. Let's see. All right. I'm going to show you. Let's see. All right. So here is. Good. So here's a sample report. I did this earlier and I ran it against, a set of 10 dumps. Let me actually change to the old format for this one. So this is what you would see today with update one. You get this type of report. All right. So again, it's the summary up top, the details, and then what did I run? So there's some interesting things in the summary. First of all, just telling you, hey, we saw .NET code. So we're not even going to pretend like you care about native code. I'm gonna summarize just the .NET stacks,
yep.
Which majority of cases
it's a pretty solid heuristic.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So that rules out a ton of noise. I don't care about thread start and wait for object and all that. So right off the bat, and then some more links just to understand how to use the report. This one's good, right? It says, hey. I saw high CPU between the dumps, right? Mm. And there's different thresholds for that, and there's warnings and errors and all that. So what this report's going to do is, we've talked about the differentials, but let's just say it's a slow performance issue. It's not high CPU. Mm-hmm. Think about how a sampling profiler would work. It's just going to give you a bunch of data points and then aggregate it and say, hey, this function has the most hits.
Right,
and you can group them and sort them and see indirectly where is my program spending the most time, right? But with a sampler CPU, it's no good for blocking scenarios. If I'm stuck waiting on a database or back IO or whatever, it's not going to trigger that sample. So what this is kind of like it's a sampling profiler using a debugger. And it works for both high CPU or low CPU because it's not really getting the CPU events.
So CPU CPU stress analysis and CPU weight analysis.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the main point of what this report wants to give you is it's going to look at all the dumps. What's happening the most? Okay. So if you looked at it all up, you might get misled, right? Because the stuff that's using the CPU, there might be 100 threads just kind of chilling out in sleep, mm-hmm. and 4 of them. Causing the CPU. And so that's another thing that this report does. It says, look at these threads, the ones that are using the high CPU, and you get a listing now just for those busy threads. All right, so when I look at the functions here, I see stuff that's going to be different than on some of the other threads. So if you think of this as like, if I scroll off to the right, you'll see there's actual hits counts here. So maybe that helps kind of bring it home what we got here. This is essentially a sampling profiler report looking at all the dumps, and then also, in the case of high CPU, focusing it to just the threads that were using CPU so you can ignore a lot of the noise. So in this case, I can see these type of functions. I can see sleep, but I can also see parent 2 and parent 3. If I were to compare this to some of the slower threads, I wouldn't see those same functions. So it would show up to me. I'd be able to zoom in. Mm-hmm. And then just real quick down here in the details, you're getting a listing here of every thread in every dump. Okay, and this in the contrived scenario that I have, it's way too uniform. They all look the same. But in the real world, this is actually extremely useful because if you have a service and it takes some requests just for a time, you're going to have a burst of activity. And you're going to see like a little heat map here. Just where the red stuff is what I care about. So now I can zoom in and I can look just at those functions. So it's a way of real quickly getting a bunch of data, analyzing a bunch of data, and visualizing it.
Cool.
Very cool.
So that's performance. What else do you have?
How about native leaks?
That's good. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So one of the troubles with native leaks is think of tools like UMDH or some of our tools are going to track all the allocations, even just Paycheap, with backstack traces and everything. It's pretty intensive.
They're pretty hot, pretty heavy.
Yep. So if you've got a production app and you got a slow leak that takes days, you in a lot of cases just can't do that. So one big advantage of the leak detection in Debug Diag is the heuristics. So it uses detours. So it injects a process, it hooks the allocations, and then kind of just sniffs around for a while. And it's going to track all these allocations, but it's not going to just save every stack and every allocation. But it's going to eventually try to detect that there are some allocations that are getting freed and some are not. And over time, it's going to just sample a stack here and there, here and there. And you wind up with like maybe 10 sample stacks for each type of allocation. And you let this thing's designed to run over time. And you'll get a report that has very, very little impact compared to most
anything
tools.
Else, yeah.
Yeah. And it should have picked off the allocations that were of interest to you. So you get that, and it doesn't walk the stack at collection time, by the way. It just kind of saves some raw stacks. So it's not trying to do symbols and all that nonsense while the application's running. It does it at reporting time.
Yep.
So it's all designed for production with performance in mind. All right. So I will. We'll just jump to a report. I'll show you what the report looks like. Okay.
So if once again, it's just a rule you choose, and then you get.
Let's not skip that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got a leaky app. Okay. And what is it? Leak a lot, number 9. Okay, so we can see over here my.
I was a big fan of Sir Leak a Lot. That song. Never mind.
All right, so somewhere over here, I should see that it's growing. But I want to see it. Where's Leaky at? Debug Demos. Debug Labs. All right, so 55 megs, 60 megs, 67. All right, so that's pretty bad, right? A few megs every time I do something. So what I would do to troubleshoot something like that, again, you've got the rule, or you can do it manually. Okay, so for a rule, I would use, obviously, a leak rule. Okay, and this is going to let me pick my target. I won't go through it all here, but you pick your target. And then you get to pick thresholds, like when do I want to create dumps? Maybe when I hit 1 gig, that's when I want to dump. And then maybe every other 100 megs, that's I want dumps there too. That kind of stuff you can configure in the rule. The other way to do it is manually. You can just pick a process and say monitor for leaks. And when you do that, that's when the injection happens that I was talking about. I say monitor for leaks. And the service stuffs this DLL into the process to start doing all the detours and everything. And it's not logging this data anywhere. It's keeping it in its own heap. So when you...
So part of the application?
That's right. Yep. That's right. So now, to collect the data, I just dump the process. So after the leak has happened, I get my dump, and it's all right there in the process. And then that's the dump that I would analyze in the end.
Yep.
Okay.
Very cool.
So let's see. Okay. So again, summary and details. And in this case, it did a real good job of finding exactly where the problem was. It says, there was 100 megs leaked, and here were the functions that did it. And I can jump to them and see the stacks and everything. But let's take the long road down just so you can see what's in the report. All right. So first of all, I'm getting just a summary of things like commit in memory. This is a VMAP type of report, right? Like I get a little chart here, native heaps, blah blah blah, right?
Yep.
So I can see just visually. Native heaps is what I care about in this case.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like bang address minus summary.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's real similar code, right? It's walk in every single allocation and
adding them up.
Yep.
And performance counters too, kind of the same.
Mm-hmm. So there's modules and threads and all that. And now you get a breakdown also by heap, right? So bang heap dash blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. So you get that type of information too without having to really work very hard at it. And the most interesting thing is the leak report. Okay, if this injected DLL was there, now we get to dig out the good stuff. Okay, so there's a leak report down here, and it's going to tell me how long did it track and how much memory and all that. And now I get to see breakdowns by module, by function, and eventually I can drill through here, and I will land on sample call stacks. So now I'm down to the function and potentially, you know, if I've got symbols, line of source showing me exactly where the leak came from.
So how do you resolve symbols? We haven't actually covered that. So
sure.
Jump off and do that.
No, good point. So in the analysis UI, there's the settings over here in the top left. And this is where you get to do that type of thing.
So folders and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So there's all these symbol paths that you would add. And so by default, we're going to bring in your NT symbol path. And then there's a checkbox for the MSDL public symbol servers.
Yep.
And of course, you could add your own.
Yep.
We'll come back in here when this is also where you would tell it to look for more analysis rules. Once you start building your own custom rules, you're going to tell it where to look.
Cool.
And we'll talk about that later.
Yes, sir.
Right, so cool. In the report, you got samples, you got the rough line of code, then it's just a matter of jumping off to the source code and
that's right.
And code review from that point on.
That's right. In this case, I know that, and it's also it's telling you exactly what type of. It says, you know, this is a heap allocation. Here's how many I tracked. Here's the size, there's even heap handles, and then. You should get a non-zero address for each of these allocations that is tracked too. So when you have the dump and you have the report, you can match up. If you need to go dig in and dump out the data,
you can dump out data. Oh, it's got this weird string on it. It's only when I see foo foo baba in it that we only ever leak it.
Sure.
And bring it down to a database scenario.
That's right. But again, you know, the whole idea of this is to not have to go to that level two, right? So for a lot of scenarios, this will get you there.
Usually code review on that line's enough, and if you don't understand it from there, you might want to, as I say, look at the data.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Right.
It's pretty simple to do, actually.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, pretty good.
Not bad. Sir leaks a lot. Posse's on Microsoft Way. All right. And that's
We are
literally on Microsoft Way with our posse. So.
Can I be out of the posse?
You can be out of the posse.
I think we're ever in the posse.
All right. Well, that's our show for this week. As always, if you have questions or comments, put them in the show notes right down there. Or email us at defragtools@microsoft.com. And we'll be back next week. Thanks for watching.
See you next week.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.